Blog Talk Radio.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom's song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that grieve partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. This is July the 5th. Fireworks are over. Everybody's going back to work depressed. It is sad. It is really sad. And I pick up some of the blog talk and I hear that the EPA wants to ban fireworks because the gunpowder smoke is affecting the ozone layer. And they also want to do away with barbecues because the smoke is affecting the ozone layer. How about we do away with the EPA and save all that money and give it back to the taxpayer? Say, dear taxpayer, we closed the EPA today, and here's your $10,000. You see the kind of vote you get on that one. Okay, so our topic tonight is the big Democrat Party and the little Democrat Party. Subject: the big Democrat Party and the little Democrat Party say Donald Trump is a racist. He never should have said those words. He should have been like us, little muzzle mouths. Yeah, the Muslims have tied our hands and our feet. Yeah, the big Democrat and the little Democrat Party, plus the communist media, say Donald Trump is a racist. Univision and NBC canceled Trump's pageant under orders from the bitch of Benghazi. And Jeffrey Bush. I call him Jeffrey Bush. And the grand muttonhead of Ramabom. I bet you in that pageant there are 10 beautiful ladies of Latino descent, and they put them out of work. So who's the racist now? The first inkling you'll get when communists play the race card is they call for an apology. That's a big communist tactic. They always call for an apology. But when Senator Byrd, the pride of the KKK, the Grand Kleagle of the Democrat Party, stood on the floor of the Senate and said the N-word about 27 times, even the Democrat blacks applauded. Yeah, you talk about Uncle Tom's on the Republican side. You got to see the Aunt Jemima's on the other, in the Democrat Party. Unbelievable. And God bless Aunt Jemima. I loved her pancakes, and I remember as a little kid seeing her beautiful face on the front of the pancake mix box. And she had on a babushka, which many European women wear also. Okay, it's not a race thing. Communists made it a race thing. And the American communists picked up and ran with it. Side saddle. Serpentine. Unbelievable. And Uncle Ben, I loved his rice. I even remember the Carolina Rice song. I'm from Carolina, so pardon my drawl. I'm here to mention long grain rice to y'all. Serve it in a dozen ways, and take my advice. For quality and nourishment, it's Carolina rice. And now we're buying it from China. And they grow it in sewers. Yeah, you can get it at Walmart. It's 10 cents cheaper. Yeah, communist Walmart. I saw the biggest tanker container ship. It belongs to Maersk, and they were bragging about its carrying capacity, and it could hold 4,000 containers. And they said it can sail from China and be in the United States in 4 days. And after they unload, and it's all going to Walmart, after they unload the 4,000 containers for Walmart, then the balance of trade kicks in and the container ship goes back empty. How are we doing? You know, what built this country was industry, man. Smoking industry. That's what built this country. That's what won World War II. And now we have to hitch rides with the Russians. And we have gone back into Sputnik days with our technology. They tried to launch a package to the space station, and it blew up. We're back to before Wernher von Braun. The United States is totally indefensible. And now they're talking that the Marine Corps is going to have to rent foreign ships to launch attacks. Yeah, we're in trouble. Obama has been puffing us up like rice. He's puffing us up for the greatest defeat, and the New World Order will come in and shoot you in the street. And the politicians, they know it, because they're filling their pockets as fast as they can with cash. And then they're all going to live in Greece. And Greece tonight is celebrating. We're not paying any bills. They had a big election, and they won. The guys that said, don't pay, they won. The guys that said, steal more from the rest of Europe, they lost. So they're not going to borrow any more money, and they're not paying back what they owe. Wonderful. Remember Cyprus? And Cyprus was having a financial crisis. So what did they do? And they called up the banks. They said, take a half of everybody that's got an account there and send us the money. So Mrs. Z went to the bank on Friday to add another $20,000 to her account. She said, look, my future is secure. I've got $100,000 in the bank. And that was on Friday. On Monday, she went to the bank. She said, could I just see the interest? I said, what interest? On my $100,000. $100,000. You got $50,000 now. Get out. Yeah, we're in trouble. You don't think that can't happen here? Let me tell you a little secret. Never can happen, happens all the time. Okay, so where were we? Univision and NBC canceled Trump's pageant under orders from the bitch of Benghazi. Jeffrey Bush and the grand mutton head of Ramabom. That's Al Sharpton. I bet you in that pageant there are 10 beautiful ladies of Latino descent. Guapas senoritas. Yes. Linda Mujeres. And they all got the shaft. Why? Because they were with an Americano who was standing up for his brothers and sisters. And he was telling the truth. And communists hate the truth. And rhinos go along in order to get pats on the head. The first inkling you can get when communists play the race card is they call for an apology. But Trump is right about rape. A lot of rapes are taking place on the border. You see, this Mexican government is totally corrupt. The Mexican police are totally corrupt. You think a beautiful girl is going to get through their clutches without being touched? You got to be kidding, man. You know what? If you believe that, you need to get a caseload of diamonds, a nice carrying case, and sell them door to door in a high crime area. And give me a call after door number one. I just read a blog from a guy that lives in the Demo Camo Rhino criminal safe zone. He says on the border they have rape trees where the clothes of the rape victims decorate the branches. I hope Trump calls Obama a coyote for smuggling into the USA little, helpless, undocumented children. Are you listening to this? Kirsten Powers, who played the crybaby card? Oh, those poor little children are down on the border. Don't you have any compassion? How many kids you got? I have two nieces. Yeah, and they're a lot of work. Yeah. How am I going to look beautiful and take care of kids? Besides, there are no children in the Democrat Party. We don't allow it. Children should be seen but not had. Yeah. So I hope Trump calls Obama a coyote for smuggling into the USA little undocumented children who end up as brothel trainees in Democrat love shops. No papers, no trace of murder victims. Trump is only touching the tip of the sliceberg. How about Rufio Obama opening a second drug route into the United States from Cuba, the communist country that was about to go belly up and revolt, and Obama and his Partido de la Muerte bailed out Cuba with American taxpayer dollars. Yeah, and if you don't believe me, ask George Soros to show you his chart. The Demo Camos bring crime back to Cuba, and the rhinos pretend to care. Even fair and impartial Fox, what are they doing? Fair and impartial Fox is stabbing the Donald in the back. Fox is sticking the knife in Trump's back. Not the heavy stabbing that nothing but communist NBC does, or communist news network CNN with Jake Taphead, the plunger, does, but the picadors on Fox gently bleed the bull to death. Fox used dirty Howard Kurtz and Britt Yoon. Yes, I was really shocked by Britt Yoon. He must have got a bonus for that one. I always respected and looked up to Britt Yoon, but you know what? When, like the women say, when the going gets tough, the tough goes shopping. At least the picadors on Fox gently bleed the bull to death, use Fox Sunday used Dirty Howard Kurtz to lead the charge. Britt Yoon, I am ashamed of you. You pulled the Geraldo the Racist Rivera on Donald Trump. Geraldo the Rat said, the Draton said, I have always been a friend of Donald Trump. And he is a good man, and he doesn't have a racist trace in his heart. I know him. I love him. But he has to apologize to all of Spain and Granada for what he said. Geraldo Rivera is what the nuns in grammar school used to call a snake in the grass. Anybody getting flashbacks out there? Yeah. How about if you wore lipstick and you were trashy, dressing trashy, you were labeled Sadie Thompson and you got a beating. And none of this, we're going to give you a memo. And you got dragged around the classroom and hung on a cloakroom hook. And you know what cloakrooms are? They're from the Spanish Inquisition. Came from the 16th century. I have a buddy that didn't bring a nickel for the missions, and he hung in the cloakroom for 2 days before his parents started looking for him. And that was in the third grade. But anyway, and if you went home and said the teacher hit you, your parents beat you up too. Yeah, well, you were giving that teacher a hard time. And you know, when you got to school, you know what the teachers used to beat you up and say? You're causing a lot of extra work for your mother. Are you a problem at home? So you got it both ways, man. Okay, so even baby Jeb Bush played the race card on Trump. How hard up can the rhinos be that they would use a communist tactic that the flag burners and the baby killers use? But the good news is the racists and the Catholic haters in the media portrayed South elected Bobby Jindal. I guess they wanted a white non-Catholic, and Bobby fit the racist bill. You want some affirmative action too? You know what affirmative action is? It's a leg up for a person that can't climb a ladder. Mark your presidential calendar, 2008 to 2016. Just pencil in the dark ages. No faces and no names, please. We only list American God and country names. So we're going to jump to a tune. We'll do you a little Everly Brothers.
Like this until I kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. I kissed ya. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah.
You don't realize what you do to me, and I didn't realize what a kiss could be.
You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. I kissed you. Oh yeah.
Realize what you do to me, and I didn't realize what
without a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Miss, and you was a miss till I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you. Oh yeah, I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you.
I did a collage of communists, and I got a picture of each one clapping. So the headline of my blog was "Don't Get the Communist Clap," and I got a picture of Hillary clapping, Obama clapping, George Soros clapping, Joseph Stalin clapping, Mao Zedong clapping, and of course the ever popular Kim Il-nook from North Korea. He doesn't need concentration camps. He starves them on the spot. Beware when communists clap. When they clap, people die. Hitlery in Benghazi, Obama covering up, and this one nobody knows about, his loss of 2,400 Americans and 10,000 wounded in Afghanistan. Everybody thinks he's a man of peace. He's a man of dead people. You know how many Bush lost in 8 years in Afghanistan? You're not going to believe the figure. 461. Obama, Bin Laden, Bin Lenin refused to call them Americans. That's how he hid their demise. He listed them as NATO troops. And all the people that are watching the trailer extension on Kim Kardashian think that they're all buried in Holland. He listed them as NATO troops to be identified later, and later never came. George Soros is the financier of the destruction of the USA. He's got a dirty hand in everything that hurts America. Obama just flips America the bird and lets everybody else do his dirty work. There's only one solution to the problem. You can't vote the same old crap. Mike Huckabee was on whose show, and they were setting him up to denounce Trump. Everybody this weekend, I'm not going to say crusade because crusades are good. They went on a jihad to destroy Trump, no matter how they worded it or how they painted it. You know, some of my best friends are Donald Trump's. What he did was horrible. He didn't do anything but tell the truth. And the truth hurts. We all know that. But there wasn't anybody out there campaigning for Trump. Everything was trick questions and setup questions. Even the interview with Trump by Howard Kurtz. You could see it in Howard Kurtz's eyes. He was trying to look away like he was harmless. But then you could see the hate in his eyes. And he was given orders to destroy Trump by higher-ups. Trump is the answer. It is time our enemies got Trump. And Trump employs a lot of Latinos and blacks and white people and Chinese. He's an equal opportunity employer. How can you call him a racist? Viva el Trumpo, Spirit of America Party, a radio show. We'll jump to a tune and we'll see if we can find something exciting. This is an IRS tune. It's an IRS warning.
I heat up, I can't cool down. IRS got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. My 501c, nobody knows. Every time I submit a name, it heats up like a burning flame. Tea party names flame that fire. The FBI taps my wire. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. 3 years now to get approved. IRS agents on my roof, asking questions like who I know, what's my religion and church I go. They look for buzzwords like conservative speak, how many members in the Catholic League. Abracadabra, Abracadabra, they're going to reach out and grab you. A committee is formed to check out crime, loaded with democracies who stall for time. Steve Miller denies and sings the blues. He know nothing, only sees the news. I see discrimination in their eyes. They're going after the Christian guys. Just when you think they're going away, another order come today. Abracadabra, abracadabra, they want to reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra, no one knows the next in command. They could not run a lemonade stand. Abandon troops on land and sea. Arrest everyone who wants more tea. Kill the kids before they see. Sell taxable dope to you and me. At this rate, we'll be free. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab you. Abracadabra. The hearing time, the Dems are slowing. A lot of BS they be throwing. If you catch a czar, they are outgoing. The rest of us are getting a lot of snowing. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab you.
Okay, we're back. There's a guy named Cliff Kincaid, and I think he has something to do with Newsmax, and he writes a column, and the topic of his column, which I would like to share with you, is exposing Hollywood pedophiles. Director Amy Berg exposed the cover-up of pedophilia in the Catholic Church in her 2006 Oscar-nominated documentary, Deliver Us From Evil. On Friday night, July the 3rd, New Yorkers can see her explosive new documentary on how pedophiles operate in Hollywood and cover up their crimes. And the new film is called An Open Secret, and it's being shown in the Cinema Village at 22 East 12th Street in New York. Several journalists are included in the film, with one describing his attempt to document the sexual crimes committed by hot Hollywood figures and how this story exposing this criminal conduct was killed. Even more shocking, director Berg was quoted as saying last November that she could not find any company willing to distribute her film. That has changed with her showing on Friday night in New York and the opening in Los Angeles on July the 17th at Lamy's Music Hall in Beverly Hills. Rocky Mountain Pictures, the distributor behind such groundbreaking conservative-oriented documentaries as Obama 2016, has stepped up to make sure this important film gets released in various cities throughout the summer. Vesuvio Entertainment is also helping with distribution of the film. The film is rated R, meaning those under 17 must be accompanied by a parent or adult guardian. And beware the adult guardians. It includes interviews with victims and identifies by name those who have been caught, prosecuted, and convicted for sexual abuse. The film identifies a pedophile ring once led by a convicted sex offender named Mark Collins Rector, who had ties to the rich and famous in Hollywood. Collins Rector established an internet-based TV company called Digital Entertainment Network, DEN, whose investors reportedly included movie director Bryan Singer, David Geffen, and Arianna Huffington's ex-husband, Michael Huffington. Sorry for the coughing. The company's first show, Chad's World, was described by the Los Angeles Times as centering on a 15-year-old from Michigan who questions his sexual orientation and ultimately flees his town's intolerance to move in with a gay couple in a California mansion. This and other questionable den projects are discussed in the Berg film. The company's first show, Chad's World, was described by the Los Angeles Times, and we said that already. It's impossible for critics to dismiss the sensational charges in the film, since Berg has a reputation as someone who meticulously documented a film about a Catholic priest and several child molesters who served in a number of parishes in Southern California. That film, Deliver Us From Evil, was nominated for an Academy Award. What's more, several characters, in addition to Collins Rector, who are named in the film, have been convicted for sexual abuse. Conservatives may not like parts of the film since it attempts to separate the rampant homosexuality in Hollywood from the pedophilia that is described in excruciating detail. I go back to Obama's bringing in undocumented children. That's a setup for cruel people to separate the knowns from the unknowns and do with them what they want. No witnesses and no records. So don't buy that crap about the little kids on the border. Those little kids are being exploited. Conservatives may not like parts of the film since it attempts to separate the rampant homosexuality in Hollywood from the pedophilia that is described in excruciating detail. But there is no doubt that Hollywood is an industry dominated by homosexuals, some of whom don't want this film to be seen by the American people. The claim that the film is not about homosexuality, but rather pedophilia and child abuse is strictly true. However, all the cases described in the film involve an adult males molesting boys. Well, that's homosexuality, man. What's more, the founder of the modern gay rights movement, Harry Hay, was a supporter of the North American Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA. They have a slogan. I think the slogan is, if you don't get them by 8, it's too late. Check them out. You'll be sick. Comedian and author Adam Carolla has described the existence of a gay mafia in Hollywood that determines whether movies get made and what can be said about them and their influence in the industry. Here's the Republican side coming up. At the same time, the recent revelations in the Dennis Hastert case suggest that pedophilia is a problem that crosses ideological and political lines. Hastert, the former Republican House Speaker, had been indicted on federal charges of lying to the FBI about an alleged money laundering scheme, which was apparently designed to cover up the case of an innocent child sexually abused by Hastert when he was a high school wrestling coach. Another alleged victim, a student by the name of Steve Reinbolt, told his sister Jolene that his first homosexual sex experience was with Coach Hastert. The boy was apparently abused throughout his high school years and later embraced a gay identity before dying of AIDS at the young age of 42 in 1995. A New York Times review of an open secret notes that some of the culprits were told still work in Hollywood and that further aggressive reporting is needed. The Times said this topic deserves a tenacious call for answers. Oh, yeah. I've always said If you can find pedophiles in the Catholic Church, you can find them everywhere. And there's nobody looking in public schools and the rubber rooms. Why are you in a rubber room? This is certainly the case, but while more reporting is absolutely necessary, it's important in the first place to make sure people around the country have an opportunity to see the film. I was watching a news report one day, and a guy who had a homosexual had abused a young boy, a very young boy, was being convicted in the courtroom, and they brought him out after his sentence. And as they were bringing him out, it was like a redo of Jack Ruby and Lee Harvey Oswald. A guy was on a phone, and as the guy came out and made the turn, the guy put the phone down, walked up to him, and I think he shot him in the head quickly. That was the boy's father. And I don't think that boy's father did any time. And that's what happens when you steal a young man's soul or a young girl's soul. You should be extreme. It should be express checkout for you. There should be no jail time. And I understand that if you hurt children and you go to jail, your life, you're on death row anyway. Okay, I'm going to do a love song. That's in Brazilian. That's in Brazilian talk. And I don't want to scare you away this early in the show. I was looking for one by the Moon Glows or the Flamingos. But let me see if we can find something. Let's see, what is this one here by Cal Jada? Cuban Fantasy? That's 6 minutes. You won't last 6 minutes. Here's Devil or Angel. We could get religious.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind which one you are. I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, there whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you. Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I'll go out of my mind. Devil or angel, there whichever you are, I need you, I need you, I need you. You love like an angel, your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I made up my mind. Devil or angel, there whichever you are, I love you, I love you. Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I made up my mind. Devil or angel, there whichever you are, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Okay, we're back. Here's some of the blogs we've been looking at. One topic that's been getting a lot of attention is somebody threw this line out and got a lot of responses. We no longer have any form of representative government in this country. And One guy responded to a guy called the Colonel. He says, "Colonel, we have far more important issues to be concerned about at this time. July the 15th is fastly approaching. The major concern we should be addressing is the ill-advised Jade Helm 15 military exercise among the civilian population." That could turn into a seven-state intimidation by Obama, in my opinion. "This should send a startling message to any American that has been paying attention to the progression of the current and past administrative actions. I will repeat, there is something more than drastically wrong when our government here in the USA wants to disarm the American people. Have we forgotten the lessons of Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany and its Gestapo, Communist Russia and the KGB, Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge, and all the other countries where the civilian population was helpless in the face of a tyrannical government? And take a look at this and ask yourself why. The NSA has a massive data center in Utah." So, of course, we're going to find out on July the 15th what Obama's doing. Is he flipping the bird to America like he flips the bird so many times? It is really sad. Beware the communist government media complex. This is my blog. I'll give you a tune first.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. For I can't help falling in love with you.
Okay, we're back. Beware the government, communist government media complex. They like to talk about Eisenhower's speech. The communists use it all the time. Well, you know what Eisenhower said, you know, the great general. He said, beware the military-industrial complex. Well, without military and without industry, we have no army. We have no navy. He who rules the skies rules the world. And Obama would love to give that role to the Russians, in my opinion. A president who would sanction a pre-born baby that nobody wants, left to die by a hospital sink in Chicago, would not hesitate to hang up on a 911 call from a VA hospital. When they show pictures of presidents in chronological order, put dollar signs over Clinton, and black out 2008 to 2016 and just title it The Dark Ages. Gays desecrate the Iwo Jima monument using the sissy flag. Totally communist, a Time magazine pulled the same shit stunt using the green communist movement, raising a pine tree. Too bad these sickos were not on Iwo Jima. They would all be normal today instead of acting like children and playing with each other's tushies. Just another splinter group being absorbed into the Stalinist camp. Father, forgive them, even though they do know what they do. Next subject is in defense of El Trumbo. Communist stooges play the Latino card on the ignorant. Trump has helped more Latinos get a leg up in the USA than anybody. This communist article says Trump attacks Latino immigrants. No, he didn't. Oh, I lost my place. No, he didn't. He attacked criminal invaders who conceal themselves among good people and enter the USA to commit crime. Obama is a slave runner. He is an American coyote. He smuggles in non-documented, unprotected, helpless children, many of whom will disappear into the sex slave trade. And if they're murdered, who will know? Trump knows what is wrong with America, and he can fix it plenty quick. The communists want control of the Latinos in the USA like they control the blacks. Watch them go after American Indians next. Big difference is it won't work. American Indians are warriors, not slaves. The Cherokee Nation joined the Confederacy. Latinos are family-oriented. Everybody has a mommy and a poppy. Latinos are hardworking, and today's grass cutter is tomorrow's contractor. Latinos love Christ, and communists hate Christ. Trump is the man for this hour of American need. Viva Trump, and viva Cristo Rey. By the way, Walmart took rebel flags off the shelf, Confederate flags off the shelf, but they're still selling the communist ones. They got a special right now on the Chinese flag. It's 4x6 feet nylon, and it's $54.89 at Walmart. Why was McChrystal fired? Dumpster Dempsey is retiring. Everybody's getting out before the blame goes around. Typical Pentagonian. Did he ever review the sentences of GIs punished for fighting back on the battlefield? They were given 20 years in prison and charged with unpremeditated murder. He is walking off with a Benghazi cover-up pension, and the families of these abandoned GIs starved to death, having sold all their assets to pay lawyers' fees, and then the lawyers lost the cases. Many, if not all, judges had no combat experience, but convictions look good on their resumes. Maybe Obama will give you a golf job, Dumpster Dempsey. You could be his ball carrier. In memory of this communist government's POWs, Sergeant Derek Mitchell, wife and two daughters, Lieutenant Bahena and family, Sergeant Evan Vela, wife and two kids, and now Lieutenant Clint Lawrence and family. These are just some of the names that I know that are rotting away in Fort Leavenworth. And you know what their biggest crime was? Love of country. Their reward was Fort Leavenworth and starving families with no benefits from Bush to Benghazi. No one heard their cries for help. Just like that kid by the hospital sink. Billy Joel is saving elephants, truly a most noble cause, and I hear he's a great guy. The ASP, he's a regular local guy. The ASPCA is saving pets, another noble cause, but no one is saving the 3,000 kids at Planned Slaughterhood having their heads crushed and their eyeballs pulled out, along with limbs being torn off. Then the puzzle has to be reassembled to make sure no proof of the murder is left behind. Any ID? No ID. Even the Nazis kept records. Word is leaking out in Seattle, Washington, IUDs are being inserted in sixth grade girls without parental notification. So that's why the communists took down the Ten Commandments. Well, what are we going to do? Are we going to face the music and dance? No, we're going to run and hide.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. Without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and die.
Okay, here's a little blog about Hillary and her emails. It's bad enough that Hillary Clinton failed to turn over email exchanges between her and Sidney Blumenthal, but editing the emails to remove certain problematic topics is an admission of guilt, because it's not the crime, it's the cover-up. Hillary Clinton withheld Benghazi-related emails from the State Department that detailed her knowledge of the scramble for oil contracts in Libya. Follow the money. Savage says it all the time, follow the money. And the shortcomings of the NATO-led military intervention for which she advocated. Clinton removed specific portions of other emails as she sent to state, suggesting the messages were screened closely enough to determine which paragraphs were unfit to be seen by the public. Like, I made $6 million here, I made $10 million there. Here's some of what Hillary tried to cover up. For example, One email Clinton kept from the State Department indicates Libyan leaders were well aware of which major oil companies and international banks supported them during the rebellion. Information they would factor into decisions about who would be given access to the country's rich oil reserves. Isn't it funny, a country that's rich in oil reserves, they have one fat cat and the people starve. And then the communists say, you know what, you're not being treated right. Join with us, we'll have a revolution. And then they appoint the fat cat and the people starve. The email, which Clinton subsequently scrubbed from her server, indicated Clinton was aware that involvement in the controversial conflict could have significant financial benefit to firms that were friendly to the Libyan rebels. Considering the tangled web of energy contracts involving Hillary and her husband, particularly from foreign companies, how sad that they would use their influence to line their pockets and sacrifice the lives of American troops and not pay them a fair buck. This could be explosive, especially since the French, whose oil companies are mentioned as players, were the ones originally pushing this illegal war. So now we have Democrats using military troops, their families, to fight a war for the French. Clinton withheld an email sent March the 22nd, 2011, that described